Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hatin'. Fuck nigga, why you flaggin'? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hatin' on the low. But I been new, that they were hatin' on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening, world? Welcome back to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black with my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another exciting edition of Real Talk. You already know how we do. Roll something up, light something up. Come kick it with your people.
Oh, man, let's shout out the top five, man. I know you should be pretty excited about this top five countries tuning in right now.
I'm definitely excited about the top five, man. So taking it from the bottom to the top, we got the continent down under. Big shout out to Australia, you know, Crocodile Dundee and all that type stuff, kangaroos and all that whatnot. Number four, we got the United Kingdom. Big shout out to England, our peoples from across the pond. Number three, big shout out. I love to see Africa in the building. Big shout out to South Africa. Everybody in South Africa tuned in, listening to our voices as we speak. Big shout out to y'all. Number two, we have, Switzerland. You know what I'm saying? Viking country. You already know. Switzerland, that's the
homies. Switzerland rocking hard with it, you know?
Yeah, those are the homies. You know what I'm saying? Switzerland, they keeping it tight, man, listening to us, you know, each and every week, man. We truly appreciate it. And number one, of course, we have the home team, the wonderful United States of America. Big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities. Yeah, man, that's it, man. Top five.
Man, I was so excited. I seen Africa at number three. I was like, man, we got to do it in order. We got to represent South Africa. South Africa, man, we love you. Congo, man, everybody down there in the South, man. Like, South Africa, do you know that majority of the slaves that were captured and brought to, you know, here to work came from South Africa? Then it was Western Africa, and people don't know that, right? And so, man, I rock with South Africa. My uncle is actually moving to South Africa in September. And a lot of projects that I have going on, I'll be in Africa, but in Western Africa, not South, but I definitely will be going to visit South Africa. I love the support, man. Africa, tell a friend and another friend, tune in. You know, let's get Africa, you know, on the map. Let's get Africa heard, you know. Shout out to everybody all over the world that's tuning in to the show. I really wish you guys could see the actual numbers of people that tune in. Like, we have it's like you have different methods that people use to tune in, and the only numbers that they show, I think, is from the link. They don't show the widgets that are already downloaded. Some people download the widgets, and I know I was supposed to kind of dive in it and see. I asked them before about it, and they were saying something about they were revamping, but I really wish you guys could see the actual breakdown of the numbers and how I can see them on the backside. But, man, salute to everybody all over the world that's tuning in to our show, man. Mo and I, you know, it's a privilege and an honor to be here 5 years later with Mo. I think Mo came in like 6 months into the show. And we've been rocking out ever since, you know, no matter what we got going on. We've been, you know, making it happen for you guys. And I know y'all love the smooth taste of Mo. Mo Beans in the building represent Brooklyn, New York. And I'm appreciative of everything that he brings to the show, you know, the balance. And, you know, over the years I've learned so much from you, Mo, so very much appreciative.
Yeah,
appreciate
you know
it.
Likewise. You already know how you do.
Yeah, man, it's just it's a movement, man. Mo runs, I know he was testing out some space on Twitter, and he's doing something with the adult stars over that way.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to tap into that topic a little bit tonight. Tonight's topic, what is spirituality? So for you guys that are just tuning in, the first Sunday of every month, we have a spiritual conversation. And the last Sunday of every single month is the real famous chop up, going over different types of conversations with Mo and things that he wants to talk about. You know, Mo's in the stocks and all that good stuff. So, the first and the last Sunday of the month, you know, it's pretty routine, and then everything in the middle. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So this week, man, I'm in this Chambers group. A lot of amazing people from all around the world, some very high-ranking, you know, people, mainly, you know, spiritual folks, you know, some couple of religious folks, but the king that runs this group, he does not bite his tongue, and, you know, he definitely teaches spirituality a lot, you know, to them, you know, and this week it's just really been me tapping into self, okay? So we have this assignment, this book that we got to read, and it's Universal Spiritual Laws. And it goes through about 64 universal laws, right? Mm. And this is the project that we're working on. And he doesn't want us to read the whole book, right? He just wants us to, you know, every week we got to focus on one law, right, and go over it till we understand it and apply it, you know, to our life if we haven't already applied it, right? And so this week we're working on the universal law of abundance, you know. Yeah. And it's so powerful just hearing that. But it's like, you know, your imagination is so amazing. And a lot of times we don't tap into that because we're looking for somebody else to give us the answers. We're looking for somebody else to guide us in a certain way, you know. And so I got this thing, like anybody that I talk to on a regular basis, I'm learning something from them, right? And, you know, my friends are like 98% males, right? And these are males with billion-dollar brains, that, you know, with awesome ideas, you know, that can put you in different positions and so on and so forth, you know? And so it's almost like a requirement for anybody that's in my life. I can add value to your life, but what can you bring to my life, right? And so this week it was just a lot of retrospecting on life in general and the people around me. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes you can let people into your circle that really don't have value, but they pretend to add value and they mask it. And if you take your time, you will see, you know, what you need to see. Spirit will lead and spirit will guide you, you know, where you need to go. And so, you know, it's just one of those energies where I'm just paying attention to who's in my life and what you bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And I have friends that travel this world on a regular basis. You know, they may call, hey, I'm here, and guess what, and I met this person, and this is what they do, you know, like people that really do things in life, that's really established, that can really, you know, motivate you. And I got my one spiritual brother, you know, like whenever he calls me to talk to me, he's like talking to me about something that can make millions of dollars, you know what I'm saying, along with growth and along with balance, right? Like the man's brain is freaking amazing. You know what I'm saying? And so he was telling me, he was like, you are being distracted and I need you to realign. You got so much on your plate right now and the things that you're dealing with are minuscule. You're being distracted. I need you to realign. And the thing is that I had already told myself this at the top of the week. Like, I think I'm being distracted, and I haven't been this distracted in so long, right? And whatever it is, you know, the whole, you know, marriage situation and all of this stuff going on, and I'm being distracted. And the reason that I sit in my house with my head down is because I have people that depend on me. You know what I'm saying? I have things that I have to do. And if you are not aligning with my energy, if you can't come in on my level or even higher, then you can't roll with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's just to anybody. So this week was me getting back aligned and just basically saying, fuck it. If the ship sinks, it sinks, right? If you are on something with me and I'm not paddling, or if I'm not running the motor and you don't know how to grab the motor and run it, then you're going to be out of gas. You know, I got my life jacket on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's really just like focusing right now, getting back to black. I've had some situations, right, that I haven't even talked about on here where somebody found out about who I used to be, right? And I had told the person that it mattered to, but it was other people that found out, and these people decided to not deal with me anymore because of who I used to be. And I'm very frank and I'm very honest, and everybody knows that. And the thing was, I think I'm catching the situation because I'm like, you know, one, I didn't have a reason to put this person in my business, but, you know, and I felt like we had a great relationship. But then when I back down and I look at the situation and I'm like, you know what, if you stop dealing with me, and it's going to always be women, right? But if you stop dealing or doing business with me because of who I used to be, then you didn't need to be in my life anyways. So your retraction and your withdrawal from my life is simply the universe coming through, showing me something that I've been needed to see. Why do I need to do business with you if you feel in some type of way without even coming to communicate with me, right? And so, and these are spiritual people, right? And I said to myself, I'm like, wow, you know, I gotta replace this person, you know, with somebody else. And spirit hit me today. I was in my ancestor room working with my ancestors today. You know, my mom's birthday was yesterday, so you know, I'm just, you know, spending time with them, right? And I'm like, I was supposed to do some stuff, and I didn't do it, and I was just like, you know, let me just chill. And spirit was like, what if this person being removed from your life was opening up for the person that's supposed to be in that position in your life, right? What if this is going to a larger level? And so I felt that, and I ate that, right? It was, the energy was absolutely amazing, in reference to, you know, what vibes I've been getting this week. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of I had like a stagnant energy. You know, my energy was off. I broke a glass today. Like, just sitting there, and I'm just like, why my energy is so off? And it's like, whenever there's an ending, it's for a new beginning, right? And so sometimes we sit with endings in our life. You know, we sit with, you know, several, you know, different things, especially when a lot of things is happening at once. And right now, a lot of things are happening at once. And I feel like it's just spirit pushing me, you know what I'm saying, to the next level. It's time to go to the next level. And a lot of times when we are going into unknown territory, you know, it seems a little weird. Like, man, I don't want to start over. I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to do this with nobody else, but it's just because we get comfortable. But that's not what spirit has for us. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, my best friend, you know, my ex, whom, you know, I was with for 2 years, and, you know, my best friend, when we separated, you know, the energy was just too the energy was too tense for us to save, you know, or try to, you know, entertain the friendship, right? And so we left it. You know what I'm saying? We left it where it was. And so over the last week or so, you know, I've been, you know, communicating and just, you know what I'm saying? We've been working on the friendship. You know, we're friends for like 11 years, right? So working on the friendship, like, that was somebody that was very, very, very prominent in my life, you know. And to say, I won't say that the relationship wasn't worth it, but I will say, like, the friendship, you know, was one of those things that was so strong that it's worth, you know, mending the friendship of it. You know what I'm saying? So definitely been doing that, like, figuring out who's supposed to be in my life and who's not supposed to be in my life. I am doing some investments as well. I've been looking for small businesses, to choose one small business to invest in. And this business has to already be, like, up. It has to already be standing on its own 2 feet. I'm not coming in, you know, to invest in something that is standing on one leg, because my money don't necessarily mean that it's going to stand on two legs, right? Business is not just having the ability to do something. You got to have money management skills, et cetera, et cetera. So working on that as well. And just really getting back to me, you know, I'm always investing into something, and I've just been, like, chilling with so much on my plate. You know, it's just time, you know, like, my brother had to check me this week, like, you've been distracted, you know, like, this ain't you, you know, so that's where I am, you know, refocusing. That's the title of my week, refocusing, you know, everything that I'm supposed to be doing, with the right people of who I'm supposed to be doing it with. And I'm amazed. I feel amazed by that. Goddamn Smooth done found his way home. Oh, nope, that ain't Smooth. That ain't Smooth, my bad. Caller, I see you on the line. I'll bring you in a minute. I looked up. I thought it said 504. I said 504. How was your week?
Yeah, so my week was good. You know, my week, like I said, I'm focused, you know what I'm saying, determined. So this week I'm calling it hunting. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching, you know, my hunting shows. You know, Meat Eater is one of my favorite shows. Big shout out to that on Netflix and Amazon Prime. But just hunting, man, just getting that mind state. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, hunting my next deal, man. So I've been in the Bronx, you know, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I was out there earlier looking at an apartment that I'm going to be showcasing this week. So, yeah, you know, the Bronx energy is just different. You know, like I was talking about this a little bit last week. It's like the total opposite of Brooklyn, but I rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to live there or really work there, but just to hop in and out, you know, is cool. So that's been cool. Like I said, be on the lookout for the Twitter spaces. Definitely getting that popped off. That's just going to do nothing but just add to this whole show and the essence of what we do here. You know what I'm saying? I got, like, got some things, you know what I'm saying, I got cooking that I just want to, you know, bring to the table and get some, like I said, get some guests flowing back here, you know what I'm saying? But it's just it's a process, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just being patient, picking my spots. And that's it, man. Like, you know, about to plan my annual getaway, you know what I'm saying, God willing. So it looks like it's going to be Boston. So I got to get into that mode and, you know, start, because it's already July. So, you know, me and my wife, we always take a trip for our anniversary, which is my birthday as well. So that's coming up next month in Leo season. And then, you know, I'm chilling in Cancer season. You know, my wife's a Cancer. So, you know, the two hottest signs of the zodiac is Cancer and Leo. You know, we back to back.
Oh, look at him with this shit.
the summer month. So yeah, that's it. So, you know, just enjoying the summer, you know, that's my week, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we about to chop it up on the spirituality. You know, I like to talk that spiritual talk. Oh, and then you know, my books, man, my books has been on point. So right now I'm still, you know, I still was reading Leah More Than a Woman book. I kind of put that to the side. Oh, and then look out for the world famous chop up coming on at the, like, last half an hour of the show. Definitely gonna get into this whole R. Kelly, you know, situation. You know what I'm saying? So I've been waiting to talk about that and have an outlet to kind of speak my thoughts on that. So stay tuned on that. Speaking of Aaliyah, then, you know, I'm reading The Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man. That's another deep read. You know what I'm saying? It's really revealing. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm a black man and just seeing how my brethren is, and how, you know, maybe some black women understand us. So that's been interesting, very eye-opening. So, you know, I'm going to probably talk, I don't know if I'm going to talk about that this week, but that's definitely going to be a show for another day. And then big shout-out to, like I said, I love our show. You know what I'm saying? I love what we do here. But the other favorite show as far as podcast that I usually tune into is big shout-out to Nori, you know, Drink Champs. I always love what they're doing over there. I love how, you know, interviewing different guests that I like, you know what I'm saying, in the rap industry. And it just always spirals into something else. It's like a rabbit hole. So anyway, I talked about this last week, but how he was, they had the Capone Noriega 25th anniversary of that War Report album. And then, you know, I got into my whole Queensbridge situation. And then long story short, you know, especially when I'm traveling on the train, I always bring some reading material. So long story short, I got into my guy Prodigy's book that I haven't read in a minute, probably about 10 years. And it's just interesting how you start reading something and then Law of Attraction brings other things. And then, like, his music wasn't on, his solo music wasn't on Tidal. And then all of a sudden it just popped up as I'm starting to read the book. It's eerie. But, yeah, so that's my week, man. Just chilling, you know what I'm saying, hunting and, you know, focused energy. So, yeah, that's me.
Shay, big stuff, big energy. So tonight's topic, man, because we got, 37 minutes to run down this topic. Tonight's topic is what is spirituality? Man, and it's big, and this morning something was put on my heart. You know, I posted it on YouTube, I think. But it's like, what is spirituality, right? And, again, I see so many people, you know, they try to mix spirituality with religion and, you know, they understand spirituality, but then they still go and follow, you know, follow a certain, you know, tradition and put their everything into this tradition, right? And so I've been paying attention to these things with what comes from everybody, right? And again, you know, it was some things that took place, you know, where I had to balance out the difference between spirituality and tradition or religion, right? Because there are some spiritual practices that, you know, are deemed traditions, but they fall along the lines of religion, right? Spirituality is what it says, right? It's about your spirit. It's about being led by your spirit, doing, you know, the things in which your spirit leads you to do, right? Now, as you guys know, that I am a follower of EFI, and, you know, in getting close to a particular community and people that are knee-deep, you know, Babulaos and Ianifas and, you know, things like that, you know, as of lately, I sit back and I'm like, dang, you know, this shit got more garbage in it than, you know, than it need to. You know, it's almost like a church, you know, a congregation, you know, and they call it community, but it's like the same thing. Now, when it comes down to my grounding and foundation of, you know, spirituality, and it is never the tradition, it's always the people in it, you know what I'm saying? And so when I started out, you know, the first thing that my brother guided me to was the magic. And then from the magic, it was expanding, it was, you know, connecting with your ancestors, so on and so forth. Now, in my years of doing what I'm doing, I have gotten myself to where I am now, with having one person that, you know, I can check in to see if I'm aligned, to see, you know, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So absolutely one person that did that for years, about 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I did pretty goddamn well for myself, right? Now, there's a lot of different things that, you know, about the tradition that I'm still in learning. But the one thing that, you know, spirit just put back on my heart, you know, when I talk and I say spirit, and they be like, okay, well, what is the spirit? Which spirit? You know, this, that, and the other. You know, they get technical about it. Understand that spirituality is what is your aura telling you? Your aura is your head, right? But your head is connected to your soul, which has come with you from plenty from all of your past lives, right? And so it has a bigger memory than you can even imagine. And that's why when you meet somebody and it feels like, dang, like I've known this person before, it's because your soul does know this person, right? But you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I know this person, or why does it seem so familiar? It's because your souls have aligned, but now it's time for you to get back used to this person in this lifetime to figure it out. And so sometimes you can do something. I'm going to give you a prime example. So there's a reading called your Orisha Determination, and it is said, like, along with your Ori is the first thing that comes, the thing that comes down to earth with you, right? And then you have Orishas that, you know, are aligned with you on your journey. You have a principal Orisha, mother, principal, father, Baba, right? And so, and sometimes, you know, people have just one, and sometimes people have multiple, right? But it's principal. And in Santera or Lukumi, they say, who has your Ori, who has your head, right? So I had got a reading done, probably at the beginning of the year, even though, like, the particular Orisha that they told me, I know that she's with me. But, you know, when she did the reading, she was like, she said, it's somebody else there, but they're not showing themselves to me, right? And I said, okay, no problem. And so it's a different Orisha that always, like, taps into my energy. She'll come and she'll tap on my energy. And so I just spoke to somebody, right, and I was like, can I get it, you know, I need another reading done for Orisha Determination because, you know, I just feel like it's somebody else that's tapping on my energy right now. And they was like, nah, you don't need another one, and you got to stick to, you know, what it was, da-da-da-da-da-da. But my spirit was like, get another one done. So, of course, Tuesday, you know, I work on that Tuesday because of the thing. So I was just like, okay, I didn't press it, right? So the moral is that, like, if your spirit is telling you something and somebody else is telling you no, what you think you should follow? Your spirit, right? Because spirituality is about how you feel. Everybody's not going to do everything the same exact way. And when you start to get everything done the same exact way, having to be done in the same exact way, in the same exact format, that is not spirituality. That then becomes religion, right? That then becomes a tradition, a religion, something of a following, right? And when you have things like Ifa, you won't find too many books on Ifa because this is information that's passed down, and it's sacred information passed down from, you know, to the father of information, the Babalawo, and the mothers of sacred information, the Iyanifas, right? So when you got something that's so that's passed down, right, and as you know, that's just like paying telephone. You can start with five people and start with the first one and say, black is not a race. And by the time it gets to the fifth person, it's going to be like, you know, black is in the race or something like that, right? It's going to be something completely different. So when you have all this information that's passed down, you know, generations to generations and, you know, this knowledge and things like that, certain things get changed. And I'm a firm believer of common sense, you understand? And so what you have to always understand is that spirituality is from within. Right? You are a God because God is within you. You are your God. So when people come and talk to me and they be like, you know, hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, and so on and so forth, I don't knock you for real. Now, I might post a funny meme, you know, but that, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. But, see, that God doesn't control me. Your God doesn't control me. It controls you. And therefore, I know that we're on two different playing fields because you don't even understand, you know, who you are. You know what I'm saying? And I understand who I am. I understand who I am. I understand, you know, the power that, you know what I'm saying, was bestowed within me in my journey and my destiny, right? And so, again, a lot of things that, you know, in spirituality, where that's the side that I learned. I learned the astrology. I learned, you know, the spirituality. I'm going into the numerology. You know, I'm going into, you know, different places. There's this, you know, we talked about it on the show. There's this belief that all people came from Africa, and they did not. There were people already here, right, in the United States, and we talked about this. But I don't just tap into my African side. I tap into, you know, my Aboriginal side, right? Aboriginal is what you're considered to be. That's what you are, you know, when you originated from the United States. You know what I'm saying? Aboriginal. So with all of these different aspects of life, I've tapped into all of these different aspects prior to, you know, even diving deeper, you know, in Ifi. You know what I'm saying? And I love Ifi, and I know Ifi is a part of me, but I just feel as though kind of going into a community type thing is just not it, you know. Because, you know, when Ifi accepts you, Ifi accepts you because Ifi has walked with you through your entire journey. Ifi has been there with you through your entire journey. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is that you've done, Ifi was there with you, seeing you through that journey. And it's the people of self, like the people that... Let me see. It's the people that want to, you know, point a finger, that wants to, you know what I'm saying, that wants to pass judgment. And when you look into spirituality, that shit is from within. Spirituality is from within. Spirituality is not what you think somebody else feels about you. Spirituality is not, you know, what somebody tells you well, you should do it this way, but your spirit is telling you to do it another way. I assure you that spirit is with you, because the spirit is telling you to do something completely different than what somebody else is telling you. It's a reason, right? That's either a lesson or a win. There's no such thing as losses, right? So you're going to learn something from everybody that comes into your life, no matter who it is. They're in your life for a reason. You're going to learn something, right? What you do with that information is totally up to you. But keep in mind that spirit is within you. Every God that you think you want to worship, every God that you feel like you want to honor, they within you. And that's the thing that you have to understand. Like, one of the reasons why I don't go to church, you know, I was going to O'Shea Ifa. I don't go to an actual church. It's because why? You know what I'm saying? My kingdom is my temple. My church is my temple. My temple is my body. So in learning all of this powerful information to be divine, when you go and sit back and then you got, it's like corporate America. When you start chasing after these different traditions and things like that, you have these people that have titles and rank and they've been through ceremonies and they feel as though they may be better than you because they've went through a ceremony and had access to certain information, but your character still speaks higher vibrations than them. When you sit back and you really look at these people, right, just like going over the book, Universal Spiritual Law. Matter of fact, that's what it is. Just even going over that book, right? If you are properly aligned with your destiny and who you need to be, you're not finna have misfortune. Because you're gonna know how to manifest what it is that you want. You're not gonna be around here, you know, the borrower, gonna be the lender. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times people feel as though, well, I got this and I can do this. But if you were aligned properly and you were paying attention to, you know, you were paying attention to your actions and you would look at where you're at versus where you need to be or where you want to be, then you would already know that something is not adding up. Something is not aligning. And I'm so grateful to be, you know, in the energy that I'm in, you know, right now. But, you know, like there's readings with E5, and, you know, it's like your destiny reading, you know. And that's, you know, going directly to, you know, the Orisha and finding out what's your destiny. But the flip side to that is astrology, because you can actually, astrology and numerology, because with astrology and numerology, you can also find your destiny. You can already know what it is, how many times you've been here, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? And so when we look and we think that we have to be a follower of something, right, you have to understand that, yes, there is a God. Yes, there are higher powers. Yes, there are spirit guides. But also understand your power and who you are. Now, we are all we all don't have the same gifts, right? There are some people that have greater gifts than, you know, greater gifts than me. And then there are some people that don't even have the gifts that I have, right? So we have to understand that we got to respect each and every single person for their gift and their natural abilities to be great, you know, in life. And we're not here to judge anybody. We're here to do what spirit has called for us to do. You know what I'm saying? And so when I sit back, most of the people that are going to be the ones that have something to say, these people are beneath me. You know, and not saying, like, you know, I'm better than anybody, but they haven't even mastered, you know, loving themselves, and therefore it's a lot of drama, it's a lot of issues, it's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, their whole life is in shambles, you know, but everybody's putting forth the image to be great, you know, in the community, and to be great to other people, and here I am, you know, I sit back and I just watch. You know, I sit back and I just watch. I move in abundance because the way I move and who I am is what have me in the position that I am in today, you know? And I'm thankful for that. And I'm the one that, you know, those low vibrational energies, those people, they come in, you know, they come in to give you this low energy, this low vibration. They come in to try to block your destiny, in which they blocking their destiny even more because, you know, when you know your purpose here in life, you don't have to worry about anybody else and what they come in to do. You just got to do what you got to do. And when you know your purpose in life, boy, your Ashe signs so bright. It shines bright. Your auras, they're bright. And people can see your light. And they see it as a light that they don't have or that they feel as though they will never be able to possess. And therefore, that's where the people automatically start to dislike you, where they consider haters. And they're not haters. It's just the energy that's attached to their soul is of a lower vibrational frequency. And it's just that. It's their soul that hates you. Because their soul understands the power and sees the power within you. So when you talk to me about spirituality and where you're going and what spirituality is, but yet you following a clique, you following a tradition, right? You're not really tapping into your spirituality because it starts with you. What do you feel? What do you want? What is your Ori saying? Are you connected with your Egungun, your ancestors? Do you have an ancestor altar? Like, no matter what, you can know people in a tradition or a following, but if you're not aligning yourself with your people, you're going to lean on somebody else and their beliefs. Versus your own. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, to know and to believe is complete. It's two different things, right? But regardless of what, because it's so much, you know, we all just have beliefs, right? We believe in what works for us. We flow with what makes sense for us, right? Those are our beliefs. And the one thing that we do know is when we know something works for us and we've done it over and over, we know our power. So you have a belief, but you know your power once you've tapped into it. So I want more people to start trusting themselves, right? Start paying attention to self. Start aligning with self. Start being great with self. It's not easy. It's not easy to be on this radio show 5 years, right? It's not free either. You know what I'm saying? Like, but how do you think all of these things continue to align? Because when you are doing something that you are supposed to be doing, then things start to align and nothing will be of an issue. When you understand that you have to create your destiny, you have to create the life that you want to lead because you are in control of your destiny, but with your destiny is already there for you. Yeah, you can change things. You can't change the date you were born or the date that you leave, but your destiny is already there for you. Your destiny says here, you're supposed to come and, you know, bring mankind closer to spirit. That's one. That's one destiny path that I'm speaking on, right? Now, what you do in the process of that is totally up to you, but spirit is going to align you on the right path so that you can do what you need to do. If you fumble the ball, then that's on you. There are so many people out here that is very wise spiritually, you know, very, very wise or very wise within their tradition, you know, but then their whole life they're a fuck up. You know, they got these vices, they got these things that, like, their life isn't together. When you talk to me about wealth, you got to lead with health first. Health is wealth. So when people see me now, they're like, man, look, what waistline and what this and what that. You know, I still got something that I'm working on. But I understand that for me to vibrate at my highest frequency, to do what I got to do, I got to be healthy. And then after I get healthy, I have to be aligned with my higher self. I have to be aligned spiritually with the universe. I have to connect. I have to do what I'm supposed to be doing. Then from that point, it is to have some type of foundation. In E5, they tell you not to lean on anything other than E5. Well, when you break that down for me, the universe is E5. So I lean on the universe. I lean on the universe as well. I may not know every scripture, every Odu, or any of that, but you know what? I lean very heavy on the universe. I pay attention to the moon. I know when the moon is operating. I know when to go and manifest. I know when to go and ask the moon to remove something out of my life. I know when to go and do work to make this shit make sense. I know when to do I know when to do some work to do some changes in my life because of how my birth chart aligns. I know when it's time for me to do work for myself because I know how to go look at my birth chart and say, okay, this is a good time to do work for myself in this particular manner because of the way that my birth chart is aligned. I don't need to go talk to nobody to get that done. I know how to manifest. I know how to speak life in my life. I know how to, you know, create affirmations. You know what I'm saying? And this is without a following. This is me and years of research and aligning. And then I can tell you guys this, you know, for those, I don't care, you know, what you follow, right? My life when I first started this radio show versus my life now is two completely different fucking lives. Mo Benz is right here. And even if he in New York, Mo Benz will tell you the energy that I used to be in when we first started this show versus the energy that I am in now, the things that I've obtained from then to now, ain't nobody gave me shit. Ain't nobody came and gave me one handout, not one. But do you understand that I believe in the universe, that I believe in my Orishas, I believe in my ancestors, my Egungun, I honor them. I love them, and I understand that I am not walking this journey alone, but I'm not leaning on anybody else because, see, you know, that's when the manipulation comes in at, because guess what? Greed is still a thing, and I don't care what religion, tradition, or whatever you in, greed is still a thing, and it's very real. I was telling somebody today, I'm like, I'm not used to a needy nigga. I'm not used to that, right? And that's male or woman. I'm not used to somebody being really needy. And therefore, when I see a needy person, it's easy for me to identify somebody that's needy, right? And so if I see a needy person and you willing to learn, because, see, I can give you what you want, but I can also teach you how to get it. I can teach you how to get it. Don't think that I got it because somebody gave me some and da-da-da. No, I got it. I can teach you how I got it so that you can get it for yourself, but you got to be willing to learn. And when you show me that you're not willing to learn, when you show me that you're combative, when you show me that you're closed-minded, then it's no point. So why would I give you something if you're not willing to learn how to fish? Why am I going to give you a fish? Because that's going to keep you coming back to me. Mm. You understand me? Understand, spirituality is about, it's from self. What do you believe in? You want to feed your Egungun. Oh, well, the only way you can feed your Egungun is if you do it just like this. And that's a fucking lie. I've been working with my Egungun for so many years. I started with an ancestor altar where I didn't have their pictures. I had their names written down on paper. Feeding them, doing whatever with them, and by the time anybody even see my altar, they like, dang, this energy in here is strong as hell. It is very strong. And I didn't do it the way that you said do it. So there's no, it's no such thing as something being wrong because you're not doing it based upon a tradition or religion or so on and so forth. Do shit the way that your spirit is telling you to do it until you know how to do it a different way. But I'm getting the same damn results that you would get doing everything that you're doing. I'm getting these results. And trust and believe, things can turn around at any given time. As soon as you fall off and you're not aligning yourself with your destiny and with your spirit, things can fall off because they will do what they have to do to get your attention to show you that you are not aligning. When your life gets hard, it's because you are not aligned with your spiritual being. You can't sit and tell me that you are religious and you're spiritual at the same time. I'm going to tell you a fucking liar. I'm going to tell you you're straddling the fence. I'm going to tell you, you lost in the fucking sauce. Because when you really understand spirituality, there's no way in hell that you're going to believe in a religion. You telling me that you know that you're a God, but then you still going and saying that some white God is greater than you? I I listen to people try to explain it because I ask the question. And I have not had anybody to make sense to me, not even to me, to my spirit, because my higher self already know you full of shit. Try and explain this. But that's your thing. Do your thing. I don't play like that. Nobody in my circle plays like that. Hell, my brother, when I talked to him, and my brother was the one who taught me magic, who taught me how to cleanse my aura, who taught me how to stay on point. Even when I talked to my brother, like this man legally, you know, people have titles, bishop, apostle. His title is Lord. This man say, man, this is since I understand, you know, you and this E5 shit, but it get greater than that. He knows E5. He knows everything. And I tell him, brother, I got to take this journey until it's my time to jump off, if ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't even want to hear it. He was like, well, when you get ready to hear it, I'll be right here to talk to you about it. I'll be right to talk to you about it. And this man here, you know, I take what I take from the conversation, I leave what I leave. You know, that's just how it is. Because I know that there's not one person that can properly align me. And how can you align me properly with my life and you ain't aligning yours? You might well go to church for that. You mean to tell me you know how to help me, but you don't know how to help you? We got to start leaning on ourselves more. The principles are there. Do right by others. Don't let anybody disrupt your energy. Lead with love. You don't give anything. You teach. Yeah, I could give you $1,000, but I'd rather teach you how to get it on your own.
Thanks.
Hey, caller, thank you for calling Real Talk with the Newman's Lovely Black. Did you have a comment, or are you just listening in?
I'm just listening in. This goes around because, to be completely honest, spirituality is a topic I have no knowledge on. So it's best that I just shut up and listen and not make myself sound like a fool.
Ashe, okay. So, Mo, what's your take on it? We got 9 minutes. What's your take on it?
We got 9 minutes. Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the bullseye, you know. So, once again, for the people out there listening, tonight's topic is what is spirituality? And I've always said this, you know, once I did the knowledge. Spirituality is your connection to the universe, and the universe is God, you know, and that's it. You know, that's basically it, and it's, you know, it's your connection. So for me, Fly God is an awesome God, you know. Dolph is my mentor, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I get down. So ever since that I was kind of, you know, when I was younger, I'm just reflecting on my younger days when I was really trying to find myself, you know, and it just never connected. I've told this story many a times on this show of how, you know, I was born Baptist Christian, but that's because that's what my grandparents were, you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I just inherited that, you know what I'm saying? But I would go to church and, you know, but just never truly, truly connected, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, you know, in high school, I started studying Islam and, you know, and then that, didn't connect at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was things about it that I learned that I liked about it, but it never connected to me spiritually. I mean, like, you know, and when things connect to you spiritually, like, you'll know, you know, and everybody's not ready for spirituality. Sometimes it's got to hit you when just life connects, when it aligns. So, you know, I'll never forget, you know, one day, I've been in New York over 20 years now, but, you know, one day I'm just, this is early, this is way back in 2000, you know, I'm walking in Harlem, and, you know, I see a book stand, and like I said, I've always just dug Egypt, you know what I'm saying? It was always something about Kemet, you know, that just attracted me, you know what I'm saying? It was always an attraction, especially I can remember being in, like, school and learning about geometry. You know what I'm saying? And just learning how angles and stuff like that. And, you know, and then it just made me just realize, you know, the magnitude of what the pyramids and all that was. And then it's black. And you know what I'm saying? Then when I found out that it was, you know, in Africa, and you know what I'm saying? And I get further knowledge, and this is my ancestors doing this stuff. And then, you know, and then you see how, you know, modern times, how now, you know, once religion sparked up was once the fall of Egypt or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And that's where you got religion and you got, you know, everything being AD now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, I just had an awakening. So, you know, long story short, when I purchased this book, it's called Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment. It was like a freaking light bulb finally went off in my whole being. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause everything finally made sense. You know what I'm saying? And then I yearned for more information and more knowledge and more wisdom and more understanding. And now, you know, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm totally, you know, I have knowledge of self. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so spirituality has been great for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. You know, I'm definitely, you know, I never was a religious person. I really came to that conclusion that I'm not religious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tried to be. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was what I was supposed to be. But, you know, like I said, once I was able to do the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, I've been on this journey. And, like, I'm good, man. I'm, you know, I'm happy.
Right. And even with, you know, what I'm doing, you know, I was called for initiation, you know, and that's one thing that I will do, you know, actually plan to do initiation this year. But me just feeling like I'm going to be in a community of people and I'm going to be a part of something here in the United States, that's probably not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Even though I found, you know, somebody else to do what I need to get done, you know, that conversation is going to kind of start out with, like, look, you know what I'm saying? Look, I don't want to be in a community. I don't want to be, you know, understand this. Spirituality is about self. Do you know that there's people that still drink liquor and they spiritual, they smoke weed, they spiritual? There's strippers that are spiritual. You know, there are people that do porn that are spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your destiny is, because, see, these Orishas got different things that come with them, right? So when you look at me and tell me, well, if you do this, then there's no way that you're spiritual, then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you a liar. I'm going to show you a judgmental bastard. You know what I'm saying? You can't judge anybody for what the fuck they're doing and tell them that they are not spiritual, they are not aligned. You can't tell somebody by the way that they dress that they are not spiritual and they are not aligned because of the way that they dress or because what it is that they're doing. You're lying. Because let me tell you something. When I was out there living my life before I was able to align my energy, like, and to be in the phase that I'm in now, I had to go through that. And I knew that spirit was with me. Spirit done got me out of so much shit, untouched, unscathed. Shit that motherfuckers wouldn't have never been able to, you know what I'm saying, get away from. But I knew that I was different. And therefore, I always, you know, connected with the spirits that was with me while I was out there traveling. A lot of times solo. I got two cities to go to. I send my security to the big city, and I hit the small city by my damn self. And nobody knew I was in that city by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, it made financial sense for me to do what I do. Like people really bother me, you know what I'm saying, with that. And that's why I tell people, I don't judge people. I have clients that are doctors all the way down to a fucking horse. You know what I'm saying? I treat every last client the same way. Every last client the same way. Because you know what? The ones that are higher in rank, they feel like, you know, oh, my God, who are you to do, you know, who are them to do this to me? I just sit and listen to them. And the people that's in the streets, they become more realistic. Like, I understand it's a part of their journey. You know, we all have journeys. Like they more understanding. You know, I noticed that the higher people ranks are, the more entitled they become. That's not just in corporate America. That's in the church. That's wherever. You know, that's why so many people are abusing their damn titles and abusing their power, because they feel so entitled. They're entitled to this and entitled to that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just me. When I go out and I interact with people, and they be like, man, Black, you cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know, you know, you was like this cool. I'm like, what am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be? Other than me. I'm going to be me regardless. You know what I'm saying? Now, I might dumb down and I might get solid. You know what I'm saying? If I'm out, but I'm still me. I still got homies that be in the streets, and I got homies that, you know, are multimillionaires. You know what I'm saying? I got people around me that are kings and queens and empresses, and I got people around me, or people that I know that'll go out there and walk the street, you know what I'm saying, to get their money. I love them all. Because it's not my duty to judge what you are doing if it's working for you. Ain't my duty, man. Understand, spirituality comes from within you. Just to wrap this up, it comes from within you. Listen to what you are doing. Like, so many people are feeling less than because they are not meeting a standard of somebody else, because somebody said, well, this is not how you're supposed to do this, or you're supposed to do this, or you're supposed to talk this way, or you're supposed to walk this way, or you're supposed to dress this way. Man, hell, in Africa, they still walking around in some tribes naked. So how you going to tell me that I'm supposed to dress a certain way out here?
That's so deep, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, understand your power. Understand your ashe. Don't let nobody make you feel like you're not aligned. But if you are here, it was so important for me, man. Let me say this before I wrap this up. Before I start taking on clients and before I start doing what I was doing, in the spiritual world right now, it was imperative that I fix myself. It was imperative that I heal my wounds. And so now I just be shocked at the audacity of people trying to manipulate me, because I sit back and I'm so quiet and I just let it happen, because I'm like, when I get ready to rip your head off, I'm going to rip this bitch off and hand it to you on a motherfucking barbecue skewer, right? Not that I let anybody get over on me, but I just let people feel like they winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I let them feel like they winning. It was so important for me to fix myself. It was so important for me to heal myself before I even started walking out here to touch anybody. I've been through enough in my lifetime for a lot of folks. A lot of folks. So when I talk to you guys, I talk to you from a place of conviction. I'm a part of a lot of things that I don't even talk about. I know y'all hear somebody talking in the background in the far distance. That's a whole nother meeting going on at the same damn time that I got to be in. Got to be in. On a board of a committee with over 8,000 people in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so much shit that is presented to me that just falls in my lap, that, you know, I jump on board because, okay, spirit say do it, it's a reason to do it. And we got our passports back, so, you know, they burning a hole in my pocket. We was actually about to take a trip at the end of the month. We was going to get on a cruise, but they said that everybody need to be vaccinated on the cruise, and, you know, that's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things that you know, certain things that you understand when you are aligned spiritually, man. So stop leaning on other people, man, and lean on the spirit within, and you'll be amazed at, you know, how far you will go, okay? Understand health is wealth, man. Work on your health. Work on your mental health. Work on your physical health. That's all I had to say. Ashe.
God, that was deep, man. Health is wealth, you know, fire, air, earth, water. You know what I'm saying? Like, spirituality just for me, it just opened all that and just made it make sense. Science, mathematics, it all just brought it all full circle. But, yeah, so another enticing topic, Black, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the first Sunday of each month. You know, Black is going to get into a spiritual show. So, you know, if you really like the content the way I did, you know, definitely. I mean, check the show every week, but definitely make sure you check the first week. Black always got something cooked up for the people out there, especially if you need some, you know, a little helping of spirituality. You know, Black will give you some understanding on that. So, with that being the case, I'm going to get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. For anybody out there that's new to the show, you know, this is the favorite part. This is my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting. So, you know, before I dive into, you know, the topics that I've selected for tonight, Black, was there anything in this past week she was tripping on that you want to bring to the table?
Oh, man. So my good friend R. Kelly got sentenced to 30 years, and he still has another trial that's going to start, like, in August. Just me knowing, I can't even recall a celebrity that got a lot of time and actually went away for a lot of time. I'm sure there may be one, but I still feel like he's going to wiggle out of it. I already knew, I think I said it on the show, that they was going to hand him down a lot of time, and he was going to be able to get out of it and come back, you know, in retrospect to, you know, give some of that time back or find a way to work around it. So, I don't know, I just don't foresee it happening like that. I foresee somebody, you know, helping him out, you know. You know, the thing about this is this, man, you know, I hear people saying all types of shit, but listen, when these women that's mad at him for fucking with younger women when they was young, them was the same girls in high school getting 20 and 30-some-year-old men picking them up from high school, and it was cute when they was young. And now, you know, you're older, and you feel in some type of way because, you know, why he ain't messing with us or he messing with them. But you did it when you was young. Oh, okay. So it's different, though, because now you know better. Now you're trying to help. It's all bullshit, you know. Again, so allegedly, you know, he got rights back to his music, and, of course, these white folks tried to destroy him. This is why I tell you guys over and over, I have been addressed by so many people to do business and to do work and to align with contracts, and I've turned them down. They want you to be a sucker. You know, R. Kelly was their sucker for so long. And unfortunately, that's your way out, right? If you ever break free, you either go to jail for a long time or you die, right? And that's the way of, you know, you taking you out. And I hope that he wiggles out of it. I hope he wiggles out of that. So, yeah, that R. Kelly thing is happening. Mo Wright is down. So it's a video that's floating around where this black hood thought is going off on this man for only bringing his child food. And I wanna do the topic on that next week. So write that down for me.
Yeah. No, I've seen it already. So yeah, I already know.
I know, but I wanna talk about that. That's gonna be the topic.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's a whole topic, man. Because, you know, sadly, it's slow, retarded-ass women that feel the same way she do, entitled. When your funky ass went out there and had all of these kids, now, if you get with somebody and you, okay, I want to, you know, they stepdaddy or whatever the case may be, that shit is great. But when y'all break up and they choose to walk away, that let them walk away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, nobody's entitled to anything. Even my boys, you know, stepdaddy or not, you know, when that motherfucker walk, he walk. And, you know, I'm not asking you to, man, shit. My level of I don't give a fuck about these niggas is just not low enough for me to be acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I have the power to make sure that they don't miss a beat. You know, so I don't, man, I want to talk about that next week. It's just too much to break down. And I've seen her response.
That's McDonald's kids and baby mamas.
Yeah. Put that, you so stupid. And then I seen her response, and she sounded even more stupid. Like, oh, my God.
Well, say that.
I'm like, man, y'all y'all got to do better. Oh, my God.
That'll be a nice topic.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. Anybody that I'm with, you're going to play a role in my kid's life, hands down. If we in a relationship, you're going to play a role in my kid's life, right? When we're not in a relationship, that's something different. So, yeah, we want to talk about that. But, yeah, that was it. That was it for me, man. You know, my boy Kells, you know. Tell me this real quick. What do you think about Trump for president?
Ooh, that's 2026. Well, I'm going to talk about this Trump for president, and then I'm going to circle back to R. Kelly because I got some things to talk about with R. Kelly. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I'm down. I mean, I don't know if he down. You know, I don't know, you know, but
he campaigning now.
Okay, look, I don't want to get my hopes up or get all into it. I move different when it comes to that. So once it comes into my vicinity and I can, like, you know, I can grasp it, then I'll start to talk about it more. And my, you know, circle, it hasn't surfaced that he's been campaigning, but yeah, I'm definitely down. You know, I talk about this all the time. I want to see what the platinum plan is going to be all about, you know. But, you know, of course, like, I'm doing my own platinum plan, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't, you know, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in and have financial literacy myself. If other people...
Okay, one quick question.
Go ahead.
He's campaigning now. You go look on his social media, on whatever social medias he have, but he's campaigning now, right? But listen, do you think that all of the people that went against him, because really he won the election, like, in real life. They cheated to get Sleepy Joe in there, but I digress. But do you think that enough people have seen that they went wrong with Biden and these goddamn Democrats that they going to get back on board as long as he show up on the ballot?
I think so, but then, you know, here's my situation with this. So, couple things, right? I don't want to sound long-winded, but we got 20 minutes, so look, let me take it from the top. So, basically, the whole, what we call it, the coronavirus, or COVID-19 and all that stuff, that was to get Trump out of office. I've come to my conclusion, yeah, it was something, but it escalated to different proportions to that just help get him out of office. And then, yes, I do believe he won the election, but I believe that, you know, the powers that be or whatever were so against him that they was rigging stuff, and it was crazy. And then the whole, you know, January 6th happened and all that type of stuff because of that, right? So to answer your second question, as far as do you think that the people have learned their lesson and will get back on board? I think a lot of people have. I think a lot of this was an eye-opener for a lot of – and right now I'm just speaking for you know what I'm saying, because that's what I am. But I think a lot of black people have just opened their eyes up to being more like, all right, how are you actually helping me? Like, it sounds good what you're saying, but like you said, Sleepy Joe and Kamala Harris or whatever, it sounded good, you know what I'm saying, because we're just going against the grain and – talk to you nicely, even though he said some fuck shit a few times, you know what I'm saying? And black people, a lot of black people still let it slide or was like, oh, you know, I really don't like Sleepy Joe, but I really dislike Trump, so I want to just get all into that. So it's just going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to take a lot of just influential people, maybe like kind of like turning the page and like step it up. I hope more people, like, you know, Ice Cube stepped up, Lil Wayne, you know, just some of the people that were just like, you know what, fuck what y'all talking about. Like, this is who I'm, you know, this is where I fit.
He get R. Kelly out of jail. He in office.
That's a big technique. The only way R. Kelly gets
out, I think the only thing I didn't agree with was the wall. But Trump is very intelligent.
I ain't care
And he just got a thing with immigrants for some reason, and his wife a damn immigrant. But he really, the only thing I didn't agree with really is the wall. But, I mean, these people, Trump did more for them people than Sleepy Joe would ever do for them. And that's the craziest part about it, because Sleepy Joe, y'all still got student loans, y'all. This motherfucker can't even stay woke on the damn podium talking about doing something, you know. So
that's definitely shakeup. So it's just about if Trump really wanted that, because he had the passion for it. That's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure that he has the passion to do it. You know what I'm saying? If he has the passion and he's ready to get back into it, because he might have just said, you know, fuck it, I'm tired, I'm rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had my one term. I'm getting older. You know, maybe I just want to chill. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that shit was too much. It was too stressful.
Nah, he want to get back in office because they cheated him. And Trump is a Gemini. Trump ain't going to never give up like that. He ain't finna lay down like that. They cheated that man out of his spot. And then, you know, that's why they still going forth with this shit about storming the Capitol.
And you know what? We're living in a lot of just time. So that's the other part, too. I didn't want to lose sight of that. So they're going to try to really bring that back up. They really want to somehow finesse it and get Trump in jail somehow, some way, with that whole January 6th. So be on the lookout for that shit. But Trump is always lawyered up. He's always like a few steps ahead of the game. But, you know, if he, you know, starts strong, looking like he's going to win, they're going to really push that agenda with this whole January 6th thing. So it's just going to be interesting to watch or whatever. But I will say this, though. It wouldn't surprise me because, you know, like I said, what was left is right. What was right was left. You know, I'm seeing a lot of things for the first time that I thought I would never see, you know, the weed being legalized now, abortion being, like, you know, not, you know, federally supported. You know, now it's on the state.
Right.
So I say that to say this.
And really quick on that abortion thing. They trying so bad to make this a black folk thing when 60% of white folks get abortions. So it's really more targeted to the white folks, but the white folks don't have a voice big enough to cause rift, so therefore they're trying to make this a black folks thing. Y'all ain't even the main ones getting abortions, okay? Tell Pookie to wear a rubber, or guess what? Hold his ass accountable. Because if you know that you can't get an abortion, then you don't need to be raw dogging no goddamn body with a chance that they can get pregnant. It's time for accountability. But that shit it don't even bother us.
I said what I'm saying?
So,
you know, sex education is going to be very, very important now. You know what I'm saying? You really, like, you know, yeah, sex education is very important. Know what you're doing before you do it. But I wanted to say this one thing about Trump before I forget. But, you know, like I said, we're in different times now. So I can totally see somebody, like, Trump was elected for 4 years and 2016, you know, and then Biden won 2020, and it hasn't been, I don't think this will be a first if somebody who was president then got, you know, somebody else got voted in and then they become president again. So, you know, this is the times we're in, like, it could be a first for that. So I could totally see that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll see. We're gonna be here for it, man. A world famous chop up. You know, I'm definitely gonna cover it as it gets closer. But now to circle back on R. Kelly, because I've been wanting to get these opinions off for the longest. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we do, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? So my thing with R. Kelly is this. You know, I'm just thinking how I felt. You know what I'm saying? So first off, like, I remember where I was. I was at my real estate office, and you know, I'm just, you know, just doing some work there on my laptop, and then all of a sudden I see the phone and it says R. Kelly 30 years, and immediately, like, I was just like, damn. And I didn't even say nothing to nobody because it was a bunch of, you know, people that probably wouldn't relate to the topic anyway. So I was like, damn, I ain't really had nobody talk to when it happened. So I was like, shit. Then I came home and, you know, I asked my wife if she heard about it, and we talked about it a little bit. But anyway, the way I feel sad but kind of fascinated at the same time. And I'm going to tell you why I feel sad and why I feel fascinated. The sad part about it is, I mean, look, say what you want about R. Kelly, and I'm not condoning, you know, like I said, I don't want to come off like I just don't care or whatever, because, you know, some people might have been affected or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They might have been traumatized with whatever he did. You know, apparently he was doing a bit too much. I'm gonna be honest. He probably should have chilled out a long time ago, and he wouldn't be in the situation that he's in now. You know, I always say this. You know, I coined this phrase on Real Talk. Control your lust, or your lust will control you. We've seen it happen with Bill Cosby. We've seen it happen with R. Kelly. Of course, yes. You know, it's some fuckery going along. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bill Cosby, of course, it was about to be when it's past where they can't do nothing about it. I forgot what you call it. It's a statute of limitation, and then right when it was about to go past the statute of limitation, they get Bill Cosby, and then it has a ripple effect. Okay, Bill Cosby did us some dirt. I'm not knocking that, and that's why he served his time. But it was just like the time they did that on purpose to really just, you know, not showcase this whole black family structure, and that's why you see, you know, our generation and the way it is now. You know what I'm saying? We don't have the strong black family structure that we was kind of maybe trying to grow accustomed to while watching the Cosby Show. But I digress. That's a whole other topic. But then when we get to R. Kelly, like I said, I feel sad because, you know, like, R. Kelly, like, I'm, like, raised on some of R. Kelly's music. You know what I'm saying? That got me through my teenage years. Like, Slow Dance and all that. You know what I'm saying? So it's sad to see a talented musician now, you know, being locked up for the rest of his life. But it's a gift and a curse. The gift was, you know, I think that fueled his music. You know what I'm saying? His love for, quote unquote, for lack of a better term, tender age. You know what I'm saying? I cringe when I say it because it's so looked down upon, but that 15, 16-year-old, that was his fetish, you know what I'm saying? And that's what got him, you know what I'm saying? Because we all know the Aaliyah situation. I'm reading the Aaliyah book now, and that's what got me just opened back up into my R&B and listening to, like, a lot of stuff that I, you know, had stopped listening to or whatever. Like, it kind of opened my mind up again to, like, R&B. Like, I've been, since the summer started, like, really listening to a lot of R&B because I'm reading the Aaliyah book. It just took me back. But, so, you know, we all remember when they was married, and then of course, you know, my wife would tell me when she went to a R. Kelly concert back in the day, like, R. Kelly was ready, you know what I'm saying? And some of her crew was ready, you know what I'm saying? So it was just the times, man. It was the 90s, man. So, you know, it is what it is. But we're really, I think, rub people the wrong way. And, like I said, was when that sex tape came out, like, what was that, 2002, somewhere around there, when Best of Both Worlds, him and Jay-Z was about to rock out with their double album or whatever, or their joint album. And then that controversy came right then. And, you know, and the tape leaked, and, you know, she clearly was young, you know, for anybody who saw it. And I don't want to put it out there because that is, quote-unquote, child pornography. So, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? That tape was circling around, you know what I'm saying? I hope people don't have that no more because that's the situation. But anyway, long story short, from what I've heard, it seems like that was clearly him on the tape, you know what I'm saying? And he got off, you know what I'm saying? Was able to finesse it, his brother, he paid the right people off. And from that moment on, people looked at him a little suspect because they know that was him and he got off, you know what I'm saying? So people wanted to get him, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it started. And then, you know, R. Kelly knew what he was doing at the same time. Like I said, I could see patterns, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, because I like his music, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, sometimes geniuses, they get fueled by some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a fan of, like, walking the line. Like don't jump over that ledge, but go right up to the ledge, maybe peek over it, and then come back. Don't jump over, because when you jump over, that's how you get the 30 years that he's facing. You know, go up to the ledge, but then don't jump over. And I just think he got tempted too many times, and he jumped. And this is the repercussions of that. But at the same time, you know, his music is going to live forever. You say what you want about R. Kelly, his music is just, you can't take that away from him. It's already out there in the universe. But now it's just wild because now when you, and this is why I think his music is more relevant to me, for example, may not be to other people, but I like it even more now because it's just raw. You know what I'm saying? Like now, you know, of course you can listen to Believe I Can Fly or one of his more just, you know, not Step in the Name of Love. One of his just, you know, just more just commercial songs just felt good. But now, you know, you in a place and you put on Down Low, it's like you just put on a porn in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, music pornography, you know what I'm saying? But I rocks with it, but, you know, in certain, you know, in certain places, I don't know, it might be frowned upon or whatever. So, but that's the fascination. That's the part where I said it's kind of fascinating. And then to answer your point too, yeah, I've never seen, you know, no celebrity of this stature get the book thrown at him. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like It's like almost like he, when I saw that sentence, I was like, damn, it's like kind of like he died, but he's not dead. He's just going to be locked up for life, basically. You know what I'm saying? Because he got another trial, and that's probably going to be guilty. And then, you know what I'm saying, they're going to put 15 more years on top of 30 years. So he ain't never. So, like, right now, if he just does the 30 years, he's 55. He won't get out until he's 85 years old. I haven't seen nothing like that since Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, the only person that I was alive for that I saw do a 30-year bid. You know, he went in as a young man, I mean, as a middle-aged man, came out as an old man. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they're trying to do R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a fascinating story. I mean, I hope he, you know, hold his head. But, you know, at the same time, he did it like no other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm sure he's looking at his jail cell now, you know. I don't know if it's a regret situation or if it's a can I live situation. Big shout out to Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But that's, I just wanted to, you know, kind of sound off on that, man, because I just thought it was interesting. And now, like I said, to me, his music just, you know, seeing all the features and stuff like that, when I play his music, it just, it really just resonates even more. But yeah, man, so that was just some breaking news. With that. So we got about 6 minutes left into the show, so I really wanted to get that topic off. Real quick in the sports report, let's see here, what we got going on. So basketball, man, right now we got free agency in basketball, a couple moving parts. I'm kind of pumped up, man. The NBA season was trash, but it definitely ended on a high note. Big shout out to Golden State, you know, came full circle with Steph, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Steve Kerr, you know what I'm saying, getting the band back together, winning another championship. So they're definitely going to be the team to beat. So the other thing that was happening, you know, Kyrie Irving is just always kind of in the news, you know what I'm saying, and it's more not related to basketball, usually some off the court, you know what I'm saying. That's not, there's nothing like he's not like a model citizen. You never know a bad thing as far as like him getting into trouble. It's just Kyrie being in his own world. Like I said, I got a love-hate relationship with Kyrie as far as, you know, just being a fan of his work. But I say that to say this. So he opted in. So now he, unless he gets traded, he will be returning back to the Brooklyn Nets. But as soon as he opted in, the next day, Kevin Durant requested for a trade. So now Kevin Durant is on a 4-year contract, so they don't necessarily have to trade him, but they may. So, you know, so now that's the whole big thing. Supposedly Golden State might be interested, so that could be a reunion. KD back to Golden State, and now they got the unbeatable team again. So, you know, I don't know. Brooklyn might be willing to deal with it if they throw in some of those young, some of that young talent that they got over there. I know Jordan Poole is a commodity. They got Wiseman, who didn't even play, who, you know, was like one of their, like, you know, top draft pick or whatever, a center guy that's young. You know, Brooklyn might be able to do something with that. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be an interesting year of basketball. I do think my Memphis Grizzlies, man, that's my squad that I'm rolling with next year. You know, of course, my Cavs. But, you know, other than the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm definitely rocking with my guy Ja Morant in Memphis. And then the other team that I liked in the playoffs, they made a quick move. Minnesota got better. They got Rudy Gobert, who was traded from Utah. And, you know, so now he's going to – Rudy Gobert is going to go to the Timberwolves. So now he'll be, you know, he'll be there with Carl Anthony Towns, young Anthony Edwards. So they got a nice little nucleus. And it's so funny how they shipped Patrick Beverley up out of there. You know, of course, Patrick Beverley was, you know, the big celebration when they made it into the play-in tournament. And it looked like they won the championship or whatever. But it's going to be interesting, man. So NBA season, you know, definitely on the lookout. Should be good. Oh, then, you know, they traded their guard, DeJounte Murray, who was an all-star guard, to the Atlanta Hawks. So now DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. So we'll see how that goes. And then the other thing, too, I didn't really get a chance to talk about this last week, but, of course, you had the Versus. I missed it. I didn't watch it. I thought I was a little too OG for this particular Versus. You know, usually the Versus I'm always locked in, especially with some people that I'm a fan of. You know, I'm a music guy. But Omarion and Mario, that just felt like Bow Wow and – who did Bow Wow go against? Bow Wow and what's the one dude? Superman, that whole Soulja Boy. You know what I'm saying? So I was too OG for that, too. But, you know, that's for the – for a different generation. But I did see the highlights. It was kind of funny, you know, just seeing people talk about it. Apparently, Omarion's voice wasn't sounding too crispy from what I heard. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess he, you know, he getting older or whatever and just don't have the same voice that he did, or just don't have the voice live. Apparently, they say Mario did a pretty good job as far as his voice, but, of course, it was like a whole R&B summit, you know, of that era. So they brought out Ray J, and, you know, Ray J is always a character. Tank, he's like an OG to them or whatever. I'm not the biggest fan of him. But he came out, Bobby Valentino. So it was like a who's who of, you know, R&B that, you know, I'm like, all right, it's cool, but I don't really rock with it like that. But it was cool, you know what I'm saying? It was just good to see R&B. Like I said, R&B has definitely been catching a new wave. And then lastly, I got a chance to listen to Chris Brown on Drink Champs. It was a pretty good interview, man. Big shout out to Chris Brown. You know, I'm I rock with Chris Brown every so often. You know, he's probably of this newer generation and, you know, one of the R&B people that I do fucks with. I haven't listened to this album yet. I'm just not in that zone. But I would like to see a Chris Brown. What's my guy? No, Chris Brown, my one dude from the West Coast. You know what I'm talking about. Man. You know who I'm talking about. My favorite dude, R&B. Why can't I think of his name? You know what I'm saying? No. Anyway, damn, I don't know why I can't think of his name. But, yeah, I would like to see that versus. That way, hold on. Now I got to put the people on hold and go. My guy from the West Coast. Yeah, the Four Never joint. Anyway, wow, you're not helping me. My wife is in the background trying to help me. At our wedding, we played the song. Wow. Anyway, I'm just losing it. Because my wife is not helping me out or whatever. But I would like to see Chris Brown and this dude. The dude, remember, he jumped off he was performing and he jumped off in his white pants and it, like, hit the girl and gave her, like, a concussion. Miguel. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. Yes, Chris Brown versus Miguel versus, that would be pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see that, man. Big shout out to Miguel. But anyway, so this has been the world famous Chop Up. Sorry for that kind of loss of thought. At the end. But once again, you know what I'm saying, just to wrap this up, you know, as always, definitely check us out, man, live and direct every single Sunday night, you know, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to put a face with the voice, you know, definitely follow me on IG, MOBINNS, and follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. We spell it TAWK. You know, I keep the crunk over there. And be on the lookout for the Twitter Spaces, man. So, gonna be going live and direct pretty soon. So, peace and shout out to everybody. Everybody, be safe. Till the next time.